Ellen, you are the queen, like it or not. And Ellen, you go around here all the time acting like a different person. You say, I want to be an ordinary person. I want to clean the house. I want to go and make the oasis nice. And I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to cook a good meal and I want to clean the kitchen. And I want to do all these things that are so important to be done. But Ellen, you're the queen. You say it is done, and it is done. And you're the queen, and you say that whoever are the lackeys in your world, they will do it. Or that it's just done, period. But no, Ellen, you will continually go around saying, you're not the queen. You got to clean it up yourself. You're not the queen. You got to go clean the toilets. Huh? You're not the queen. You got to clean the house. You're not the queen. You're not the queen. You're not the queen. You're not the queen. And the more you say you're not the queen, the more you impress upon your consciousness that it should play the game of not being the queen. And so, all of a sudden, you're kicked out of your throne. You're kicked out of your kingdom. You say, what happened? What happened? I'm the queen. You can't throw me out like this. Well, you don't act like a queen. You don't act like you're in charge of things, that you're in charge of your life. You keep telling us that you're not the queen, you're the scullery lady. You're the putzfrau. You're the boogelfrau, you know. You're the dumpfrau. Yeah, is a queen a dumpfrau? Hardly. Is the queen the role model for her people?
Yes.
And if the queen is her role model, she does not go around cleaning out the toilets and cleaning up the house and doing these things. She has people do it. And if she hasn't anyone there at the moment, then when she does get someone there, then she has them do it. But she does not take away those opportunities from who they belong to. Now, what is a queen's real purpose? Now, we just said a queen's real purpose is to be a role model. And to be a role model is not easy, because you cannot sit comfortable. You have to sit proper. You have to sit with your back straight. You have to sit in straight back chairs or not straight back chairs, but wherever you are a queen. Whenever you look at that, she's a queen. You look at that person, why, they're a prince. They're lovely. They do everything so beautifully. You see, you're a role model. Whether you like it or not, you're a role model. Now, if you're going to go, and you can stop right now and get off this horse and get on a different one. But you, if you're going to go through this life pretending that you got problems, that you got things that need to be done, you got things that have to be done, you got hurts in your body, hurts in your mind, hurts in your life, if you're going to go through life with that, you're not a queen. You're just a commoner of the most common type. And to be a queen or to be divine, you know, we could say queen or divine interchangeably. But to be a queen, you're a role model. You live what you believe. You are a living example of what you believe. You're living in the world. The world looks at you and says, oh, wow, they're great. I like to be in their presence because they're fun. I like to be in their world because they're grand. Do people always say that about you? And no, they don't. And you know why they don't? Because you don't. If you were to say that about yourself all the time, everybody in the world would. When you go in the grocery store and you forget that you're not a queen, you're a queen, and you go to the little child in the basket and you say, are you having a nice ride? You know? The queen mother is asking, are you having a nice ride, to the child, knowing the child is having a nice ride, and knowing the child is going to say, yes, mommy, I like that lady. You know, she understands that I'm having a nice ride and I'm enjoying myself. And you see, you're a role model. And everybody looks at you and says, wow, when you go to the grocery store, nobody wants to talk to you. You got a scowl on your face. You got an attitude. Turns it off. Well, that's not you, is it? See how easy she answers that, Okay, are you a queen in those circumstances where you have the right attitude?
Yes.
Are you superior to anybody else?
No.
But you are yourself. And everybody loves you for being yourself, the queen. They love you for the respect you have for yourself, for the respect you have for your body, the respect you have for your life, the respect you have for everything that you are. And you see, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's running. That's what it's all about. Liking yourself. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in.
Die war in order.
Immer.
Immer und ewig.
Always, all is in divine order. Now, Ellen, may I re-access, impress, place upon you the mantle of queenship?
Thank you.
And I am going to...
Throne me.
Go ahead, butt in.
I say throne me.
Enthrone.
Enthrone.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, Ellen, when I see you as the queen, I am blind because I really see me as the king. Mm-hmm. And so as the king, I see everybody else as queens and princes and princesses and stuff like that. Now, do I see the commoners? They don't even exist in my world. Do I see the person who's cleaning the countertops or who's waiting on tables and stuff? No. Did a beautiful lady come to your table in the restaurant and say, "Ma'am, we have some wonderful cottage cheese. We have some wonderful cheesecake. We have some wonderful chocolate cake. What would you like?" And you say, "I'll take them all." And you say, "Wow, you know, everybody wants to pour things on me." Well, that's because you're a queen. Now, part of being a queen means you have a good credit card. Yeah, true.
Nice, yeah.
So you keep up a good credit card. And wherever you go, people say, how are you paying for this credit card? Okay, boop, you know, anything you want. Cash? Well, you know this is $30,000. I always carry $50,000, $100,000 around. Man, I wouldn't do that, you know, because my consciousness, people would rob me. But your consciousness, nobody robs you.
No.
Nobody robs you. How many kings or queens or princesses or princesses have you ever heard of being robbed or being mugged?
No, never.
You don't. And now, it's not just because they have people around them who are their bodyguards and stuff like that, but they try to escape the bodyguards. What did the Pope try to do?
Drive.
He drove, yeah, and he tried to escape the bodyguards. But he went to the dance anyhow, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he drove the car, didn't he?
Yeah.
And did he get a ticket for driving the car?
No.
Why didn't he get a ticket?
Because he had Jesus behind.
Because they didn't see him driving the car improperly. They saw him driving the car as Jesus or as the Pope. You see? And so this is the role. Oh, he played a good role. Even when he's not in his row, in his right place in the back of the car, they took him as being a very princely person. Now, you see, no matter what your role is, no matter what game you're playing, no matter what you're doing, you're always the queen. You're always the Pope. You're always the king. You're always Obama. And when you go through life being your finest and your best, then you're doing it. But the moment you say, "Obama's got problems," then you're making problems for that friend of yours, Obama. The moment you say, "Ellen's got problems, how am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to..." And then Ellen goes back to Quicken, and she has been using Quicken for years, and it worked very nicely. And then the people at Quicken said, "Ma'am, I'm going to suggest to you a way for you to always have your accounts correct." And she says, "Oh, good, I like that. You know, I do it myself. How much work is that?" Well, you just press this button, and the bank dumps its information into your account, you know, which is already there. And so you have it all done, just like that. And the end of the year comes, you send it to the IRS, and the IRS says, "What a lovely account. This is so beautifully done. Must be something wrong here." No, they don't say that. That's not in your consciousness. But they say, "This is beautifully done." That's done by a queen. That's done by a master accountant. See? That's what it's all about. And that's what it's all about. And you smell exactly what you are. And you see exactly what you are. And you think exactly what you are. And you allow yourself to be distracted every time you forget that you're the queen. Now, when a queen walks into the room, what happens? Everybody knows it's the queen. Nobody has to say a word, but everybody knows, and everybody becomes quiet and respectful of the queen being there. They don't know she's there. Nobody announces it. The queen is coming in. All hail the president, you know. All hail the, what do they say?
The king.
Hmm?
The king.
The king. And what happens? Everybody gives attention, no matter what they were doing, to the royal person. And the royal person keeps that attention as long as the royal person remembers to act like a royal person and not like a commoner. Now, there's nothing wrong with the commoners. That's a role that many people choose to play. But the thing is that the role you want to play? What role do you want to play in life, Ellen? Do you want to be the queen? Or do you want to be the commoner?
I am the queen.
Very good. All right, Ellen is the queen. Therefore, does Ellen go around doing... I said to Ellen, we shouldn't allow Daniel to go in the kitchen and do all the dishes and do all those things. And Ellen says, well, Daniel likes to do that. And if he wants to do that as his token of showing appreciation for being here with us and doing things, we should certainly let him do it.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you have to get out there and do those dishes?
No.
No. But if Daniel weren't here, would you have to get out there and do those dishes? You see, you want to act when Daniel's not here, just like when Daniel's here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is Daniel doing while he's doing the dishes? He's having fun. He's having fun. He's if you're not having fun, you shouldn't do it.
But,
but he's having fun because it gives him a feeling of contributing to the campus here and to the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
It gives him a feeling of adding his personal love to it. Not the labor, not his money and all that kind of stuff, but his love. And that love reverberates back to him 1,000,000%. Now, Ellen, are you going to start this day to call yourself, whatever you want to call yourself, the queen? And are you going to be that from this day forward in your life without a flaw?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me about Pepperoni, what was her name? The former healing minister from INTA.
Oh, Chris.
Christy, all right. You're going to tell me about Christy's problems, or even that she has a problem, or are you just going to say, Christy called and wished us well. Christy called, and I flooded her with all of my queenly attributes.
Okay.
Now, never, and of course you hate me for saying this, but never tell anybody your problems or anybody else's problems. All you do is exacerbate them. You give them more power and more power and more power, and they continue. But if someone comes with a problem to you and you say, oh, you learned to tie your shoe? Hey, that's cool. Oh, you lost your leg, you got an amputation and so on, so you worked on your leg there that was cut off of you and you could tie the shoe. That's not the thing. He learned to tie his shoe. You say, ah. And we look at some of the early movies of the sheriff, Andy Taylor, you know, when he was in his early movies and really dumb, you know, southern boy type stuff, you know. And what was he doing? He was given duties to do, and he thought it was an honor to do them. He was put on latrine duty, and he had to clean all the latrines and keep everything clean in the army. And then the officer, the sergeant came in and said, wow, you did a good job. And he says, can I do it all the time? Sure, we'll make you a permanent latrine person, you know. And so he did it. But you see, what was it that he did? He did everything beautiful. And so when the sergeant came in, he kicked his foot against the wall like this here, and up came all the toilet seats, and down came all the toilet seats. And he says, yes, sir, you know, yes, sir. And you thought, stupid. But what was he doing? He was being himself and having fun. It was not a tedious job to him. It was not horrendous for him to do toilet work, you know, to do the latrine duty. He had an honorable position of being permanent on that. And he felt so honored. And then they tried to pull his leg on four or five other times. But he was so sincere in himself that what they tried to make him look like a fool doing, he looked like a prince doing. Mm-hmm. And you see, he's a prince. You can't take it away from him. It's in his mind. And so he always acts like that. And everything he does shows what a princely person he is. Yes, he left that slowpoke line, early comedies, to have serial movies and other type of serials where he was the detective, he was the important person. And it was there. It was all underneath in the beginning, but later it showed forth because it always was there. And with you, Ellen, your reality of the regal, royal, divine person you are always was there. And I saw it. I see it. I know it. Now, you start enjoying it and be it. Yeah. And Daniel, are you riding on that same boat? Good for you. Good for you. Because you are the king. And I honor you and respect you. So, my beloveds,
thank you.
I gave you 17 minutes of wonderful sharing, and I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. Ellen,
I love you. Thank you.
You are
the
queen. Like it or not.
You are it, and I am it. I accept it.
So, okay.
Thank you.
I get talks easily that way, you know.